Ghost, the musical, has begun its first national Broadway tour at Proctor's in Schenectady. It opened this past weekend and runs through this Friday, September 20th. Adapted from the hit 1990 film by its Academy Award-winning screenwriter, Bruce Joel Rubin, who we had on last week, Ghost the Musical follows Sam and Molly, a young couple whose connection takes a shocking turn after Sam's untimely death. Trapped between two worlds, Sam refuses to leave Molly when he learns she is in grave danger. Desperate to communicate with her, he turns to a storefront psychic named Ida May, who helps him protect Molly and avenge his death. We're joined now by an actor portraying Carl, who's the bad guy, the villain, the black hat, if you will, in the touring company of Ghost. And Robbie Haltebanger, I thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you were on the program earlier this year?
Yes, it must have been early August or late July. I was performing at the Woodstock Playhouse, and we were promoting Tommy.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
And you were...
I was Tommy.
You were Tommy.
Yeah.
And where is your origin?
I'm from Long Island.
Okay, so you're in this corridor. So what brought you to this production?
Well, I was working at Woodstock for the summer and then got an email asking to come in and audition for Ghost, and I couldn't make it because I was in Woodstock, so I sent in a video audition, and then they asked me on one of my days off to come in for a work session and final callbacks, and then I found out I got the job. So right after Woodstock, I started working for Ghost.
Now, just a little bit of background about the show itself. This was a very successful film, 1990, as I mentioned, and then went to Broadway a little over a year ago. Was on Broadway for a short period of time, then closed, and then is starting its tour here in Schenectady. So the build was on for several weeks in Schenectady in the theater as they worked on the set and worked on everything, and then you guys came in as the cast who'd been, I guess, rehearsing in New York, came up and got a couple days to work it out. So what's it like to be, because normally, I have to say, when we talk to touring companies, by the time they get here, you know, they're on their 18th city and they're groggy and they don't even know where they are, and they have to look down at a card and say, oh, we love Schenectady. But you're fresh.
Yes.
I mean, this is brand new, so this is still exciting. So what is, I assume
oh,
it's
still absolutely
exciting.
Yes, very much so.
So what is it, what is that experience like?
It's been really cool. I mean, this is my first really big job. This is my first tour, so I've never been on the road or anything before, so I'm really excited. And yeah, I know that they built the whole set at Proctor's, which is really, really cool. And the set is massive. It's huge and it's really cool. And there's lots of moving things and flying walls and really, really cool stuff like that. And we've teched. So the crew got here, I believe, a week, maybe even 2 weeks before the cast did. And we, the cast, have been here for around 2 weeks now teching, and we just opened last Saturday.
And to bring in that other element, to bring in the audience, to bring in the people who are to laugh and cry on your demand, does that just change everything?
Absolutely. It's almost like adding another member to the cast. The audience is their own character, and you kind of have to work with them. And the more shows we do, like even after the first one, we started understanding how the audience is going to respond. And you just need to treat that like it's part of the show. It's part of the storytelling. But you also need to remember that you don't need it to tell the story.
What's it like playing a bad guy, playing a villain?
Oh, it's so much fun. I've never gotten to do it before. So it's a lot of fun. And Carl isn't a bad guy. He just makes some poor decisions that, and even when he tries to fix things, lead things from bad to worse.
So, yeah. But the motives may not be the purest.
No, yeah, just wanting money is not always the purest of motives.
What was your familiarity with the story with the film prior to taking on this role?
I'm a little ashamed to say I'd never seen the movie until I got the part. And then after I got it, I did watch the movie for the first time just to get some idea of the source material and stuff.
Yeah, I wouldn't be embarrassed. I mean, how old are you?
I'm 23.
Okay, so this was made the year you were born.
Yes, it was made. Yeah, I was a few months old when the movie came out. Yes,
you know, that sounds like a pretty good excuse to me.
Yeah.
So, and when you take on something like this, I mean, I assume from the very beginning, you understand, even though you may not have a familiarity of it, I assume it comes quickly as to the importance of this to other people in our pop culture knowledge and thought process.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's so famous. Like, I got references to Ghost in so many different pop culture things, even though I had never seen the movie before. Like, tons of TV shows, movies make references to the film because it's a beautiful film and everyone really, yeah. really loves it. And it's incredibly moving, so.
When you all come together as a group, how does that give us a sense of how that dynamic is built and how quickly a family forms?
Really fast. Especially since now we are actually on the road. Because we spent, in New York, we spent, I believe it was about 4 weeks rehearsing. And we saw each other every day. Rehearsals were from usually around 9 to 6 every day. And now we all live together. So, yeah. And we're the only people that we see all the time. So you make a really, really close-knit family really, really quickly.
And this tour is expected to go on for how long?
Right now we're booked through August of 2014, next summer. I think we're hitting something like 32 cities, something like that.
Man. Yeah. And you'll be part of all 32.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, not, yeah, right. But that's the plan,
yeah,
right?
That's the plan for now.
Yeah. So what is, I mean, that is about as stable as you get for an actor, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I was going to, after Woodstock, have to, you know, find an apartment in the city and
figure it out.
But I now have a full year of work, so I don't have to worry about that yet, which I am fantastically excited about.
And it's a great thing to put on the resume.
Oh yeah,
as
it's
well.
The first national tour, and it's gonna be fantastic. So
yeah. It is when you think of you know, your future and what you'd like to do, I mean how far ahead do you think? Because from my understanding of talking to many actors, especially stage actors, you know, you have no idea what's around the bend. You don't know what's going to happen, and you get ready to live that life. But do you have a plan, or is it just to always keep working?
When I was at school, one of my teachers told me that the first thing you need to accept about being an actor is that you can't really have a plan because you have no idea what's going to happen to you. Yeah, I have, like, whenever I get to a certain point in my life where I'm like, okay, I'm not sure what I'm doing next, I'll try and make a plan. But 9 times out of 10, nothing like that actually happens. So usually, for now, I'm kind of just going with it as much as I can.
Where did you go to school?
I went to Wagner College.
Okay. So how many, I mean, do you keep in touch with that group? Is there a friendly rivalry as to, as to, you know, who gets work and who doesn't?
I just graduated last May. So yes, I do still keep in touch with a lot of my friends that I just graduated with. There's not really any rivalry at all.
Rivalry, but I mean, you know, when you post, I assume, like, if you do a Twitter or a tweet or a Facebook post that, oh, you know, I got a national tour.
Well, we're all really supportive of each other. Two of my other friends are going to be on the American Idiot tour as well. That just graduated.
That's cool.
So it's really cool. No, we're all so supportive of each other. It's not like, look at what I got. I'm so great. No. We all support each other.
But you know, good for you.
Thank you.
the show runs through the show, as you say, you'll be on the road for at least a year. Have you gotten any tips as to how to keep it fresh? You're at the very beginning now, so it's still very fresh, but only a couple performances in. So, but have you gotten any tips on how to keep it fresh and how you keep going for a year?
Well, we haven't really, I mean, obviously since we just started, we haven't really had a problem with that yet. I mean, also it's Ghost and the love story is so beautiful and like, the way we tell it is like the same as the movie, but it's completely new because it's for the stage.
Right.
But it's a lot. Our director's like, it's a lot about focusing on your character and really like making a detailed backstory for them that will make it continue to be interesting for you like 6 months and 8 months down the line.
Mm. And meanwhile, in this early process, you're still learning, you're still discovering, you're still figuring it all out, which must be a very exciting part as well.
Oh, yeah, it's so much fun. Yeah, it's really cool to just, like, once you add, because we did all rehearsals, because this show is so technical and there's so much cool, like, illusions and moving sets and stuff, we couldn't rehearse with all of that. So once we got here and we were able to start adding that in, and costumes and everything, and lighting and everything else, it was like a whole nother thing. So it was almost like starting over, because it's just like you have all this stuff, but now you get to add all this other stuff on top of it and then continue developing from there.
Technical to me means two things. One, really cool. Two, a lot can go wrong.
Mostly really cool. Yeah. it's absolutely fantastic. And the crew we have is unbelievable. And they, like, I don't know how they run all this crazy stuff. There's projections. A guy walks through a door. There's, like, I get, like, lifted and choked and have a desk that, like, magically throws things. It's really, really cool. Nothing like what we're doing has been seen in a musical before. So, and we all learned a little bit of magic so that we can do the really cool illusions for the audience. And Paul Keeve is our illusionist. He's worked on, like, Harry Potter movie, Hugo. He's part of the Magic Circle, which is like a group of illusionists who work on stage magic and stuff. So, yeah, it's all really, really cool.
Yeah, I mean, just to have an illusionist on the staff is pretty cool. Ghost the Musical runs on the main stage at Proctors in Schenectady through September 20th. To learn more, you can go to proctors.org or ghostontour.com. Ghostontour.com or proctors.org. Robbie, it's a great pleasure to have you on the program. We wish you nothing but all the best, and have a wonderful time here in the cities in the future.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.